We are taxpayer focused. We act with integrity. We are professional. We are innovative and we network. Together, we are building a better Zambia. Is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
Up next, the news bulletin.
The evening main news bulletin is brought to you by the Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. The headlines: Information Minister calls for stronger media involvement in law reforms. ZCCMIH announces major shift from copper to gold mining. Trump praises leaders of Rwanda and DRC Congo as they sign a peace deal. And in sports news, FAS AGM briefed on 2025 salary allocations for Chipolopolo coach. With the news in detail, I am Alex Sianga. The Minister of Information and Media has urged the media to deepen its collaboration with the Zambia Law Development Commission as the institution begins activities leading to its 30th anniversary in 2026. Speaking during the ZLDC media engagement, the minister says the event marks a significant milestone in the country's ongoing journey.
It's an indispensable role. Government recognizes the important role that the Zambia Law Development Commission plays in law reform in our country.
Meanwhile, speaking on behalf of the commission during the engagement, the Law General Director, Hope Chanda, has highlighted the significance of the anniversary, noting that the ZLDC, establishing in 1996, will celebrate 3 decades of existence in 2026. She described the upcoming anniversary as a pivot moment, not only for the commission, but also for the country, particularly at a time when legal issues have become central in national discourse. Ms. Chanda emphasized that the commission has played a significant role in shaping Zambia's legislative and development agenda over the years.
We are very happy to be commemorating these 30 years at this pivotal time, not only in our history as a country, but also in our history as a commission. I don't think we've experienced another time in Zambia's history where issues of the law are at the fore of discussion, where issues of the law are being reported daily in our media, and we are seeing the link between our legislation, our development process, and our participation in governance and in our everyday life as individuals.
And ZLDC Vice Chairperson Justice Ruth Chibabuka has emphasized that engagement provides a space to reflect on the Commission's journey, share key achievements, and strengthen ties with the media, who she described as a vital strategic partner in the law reforms process. Ms. Chibabuka has outlined the evolution of the commission, noting that it initially operated as a department under the Ministry of Justice before becoming an independent statutory body in 1996. Its establishment is intended to ensure professionalism and independence in spearheading and coordinating Zambia's law reforms agenda.
In reviewing, modernizing, and developing laws that are responsive to the social, economic, and cultural realities of Zambia. It serves as an important institution dedicated to ensuring that our legal framework remains relevant, accessible, and reflective of needs, values, and aspirations of the Zambian people.
Zambia Must Prosper, ZMP President Kelvin Wayafumbwe has issued a strong wounded response to remarks attributed to former Patriotic Front Secretary General Devas Mwila following a News Digger's article published on the 4th December 2025 in which Mwila allegedly claimed that KBF contributed to the fall of the PF. Addressing the Nation, KBF dismissed Mwila's statement as historical incorrect and deliberately misleading, stating that his departure from the PF was not voluntary but the result of an explosion scored by Mwila himself and a group of PF Central Committee members. KBF reminded the public that his explosion came after he had advised the party leadership alongside other well-meaning members that the former President Edgar Chagwalungu was not eligible to run in 2021 general elections. He stressed that joining hands with the UPND in 2021 was a direct circumstance, not an act of betrayal.
My invitation to the Patriotic Front to consider working with Zambia Must Prosper has always been made in good faith as a constructive gesture aimed at providing a pathway out of their deep-seated leadership crisis. Whether they accept this or not, it's up to them. Our hands are open. Our political house. What is undeniable, however, is that the Patriotic Front is in its current fractured state.
ZCCM Investment Holding has revealed that they are working on focusing on shifting from mining copper to gold and other minerals. Speaking in a presentation at the ZCCMIH media training held in Lusaka, Company Acting Chief Investment Officer Stumbeko Mubano says in the next 2 years, the company will focus on gold.
Under that, we are focusing on having a minimum of 20% shareholding, going up to 49%. And I think as early indicated, the revenue model, we are focusing on dividends and royalties or hybrid of the two, where you have both the dividend and a portion of your income is coming through royalties. Some of the services that we offer include geological information digitization. So this has been done at our technical unit in Kalurushi. We have a lot of documents from the time of ZCCM, which are in hard copy, and we are looking to digitize that information so that it's easier for our partners.
And ZCCMIH Chief Executive Officer Kakelewa says the training is meant to help disseminate information on various investment portfolio and insight into the capital market. He has added that the company is looking forward to translate the capital market in different languages to ensure the public benefits from the investment.
The objective obviously is for us to enhance public understanding and promote greater local participation in capital market products, particularly through making investments in these entities. The number of people that may not have adequate exposure or information around how to undertake an investment in a listed entity, and our interaction with the capital market will provide us with additional information on how, for example, someone can buy shares or how to determine which shares to buy and why that should be the case. This afternoon, as already alluded to by our corporate affairs manager, we will transition to a more practical session.
UNICEF has handed over cholera goods to the Zambia National Public Health Institute, ZNPHI, to mitigate the spread of infections in affected and communities in southern and Copperbelt province. UNICEF representative Saja Abubala says the handover represents a shared commitment to protecting citizens and the most vulnerable, especially in the wake of climate change. And ZNPHI Director General Roma Chilenge says it is commendable that some wash supplies are locally manufactured. Dr. Chilenge says the supplies will go a long way in addressing some of the challenges that come with the pollution increase and urbanization. Meanwhile, the assorted water, sanitation and hygiene wash supplies include soap, bean chlorine and sanitation and desensitization materials, along with others, are co-funded by the European Union Civil Protection for Humanitarian Aid. Government and industries celebrate milestone in continuous vocation education and training, plumbing graduation with 87% job replacement. The first ever cohesion of the first ever cohort.